the Walton Chiefs podcast.
Hello? Episode 7? Let's begin with a bang. How's your week been, Jake?
It's been alright. Not really been up to much.
Have you not? I thought you'd been studying hard.
Revising? Yeah.
Revising? I've been working hard. Again.
What have you been doing?
Working through the night.
Trying not to cough into the mic, you know.
Sorry. Hard work. Just not that much sleep. Very busy all the time. Just an average day, really.
I've been revising accounting.
All right, okay.
Fun. I've been doing budgets. I've been doing variances. It's good.
Go on then, explain all those things.
Budgets are the predictions
of
the
future. Type of bird, innit?
Yeah.
A budgie.
A predicting bird. They're like predictions of the future.
Okay.
So you budget for something, so you can budget cost and budget income.
Smugglers.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
And then variances are differences in budget compared to real, what you actually say, income or sell or spend. And that's about
nice.
It.
Nice.
And we're doing financial statements.
Yeah.
Very fun.
It's good. It's an interesting topic you seem to be doing. Economics. One of the better ones, I'd say.
Economics is good, yeah.
Better than David Beckham studies. That's actually a degree, isn't it?
Wally studies.
Where's Wally?
No, did you call them that? Like Wally subjects.
What? Shit houses.
Yeah. You get it a lot of you, Clon. We're not judging, but...
We kind of are judging.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's nice this weekend, that I can actually eat properly.
Yeah. Well, what have I just made then?
Yeah, you made a wonderful stir fry.
Was it good?
Fresh chicken. Obviously, it's always fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh vegetables, some nice noodles, a little bit of soy sauce, hoisin sauce. Mm.
Good.
Carrots, cabbage, onions, celery.
No celery.
Kale.
Like the other one. Kale. It shouldn't go in it.
Radishes.
Yeah.
Mmm, I need a drink now. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Good. I'm glad.
What are you doing this weekend?
Working and revising.
Some big stuff on this weekend, big sporting events.
Yep.
Mayweather Pacquiao.
Boxing.
Yep.
What time?
That'll be on around 4 in the morning, I would say.
On Saturday?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be good. Then I'm at a christening.
Yep.
Sunday.
Yep.
Even though I'm an atheist.
What do you think about christenings?
Christenings? I'd prefer to call them name-naming days and fuck the church off. Because I don't think there's any need for a church or a weird priest.
Why
to
do people get christened?
And semi-naked baby.
Why? I don't understand it.
Why do they get christened? Do you want the honest reason?
Because so they're scared.
No,
hell.
So they can get the kids in a better school.
That's pathetic. Why? We didn't get christened.
Yeah, no, but we lived near an
alright prestigious school.
No, they do it. It's just this nice family celebration, and you get the families round. Most people don't do it for religious reasons.
It's just strange. I just think, why? Why bother? Maybe it's just me.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Why do you need to christen anyone? Because, well, christening is to kind of wash away the sin of the baby, isn't it?
Well, a baby's what, born with sin, is that what you think?
What baby, exactly. Is that what you're saying? Your brand new, your newborn baby has been born with sin.
Yeah.
You need to wash
and
that sin away.
And the only way you can get rid of it is to join our religion.
Yeah.
And donate £7 a week.
Join our religion.
The Westboro Baptist. Have you ever seen those? I've been watching a lot of documentaries.
Have you?
I watched some yesterday called Helvetica.
Is that one about the Westboro Baptist Church?
No, it's not. It's...
God hates fags.
I've seen the Louvre.
You're gonna. You need to get on your knees and beg for forgiveness.
Beg for Jesus, because Jesus doesn't like fags.
And you're gay. You're gonna have. You're all gonna be burning in hell.
Soldiers gonna burn in hell, boy.
Yeah, they go to dead American soldiers' funerals and go, your son is gonna burn in hell. You better get on your knees and pray for forgiveness. Cause you're.
Have you seen those?
And Louis Theroux. There's a documentary. Louis Theroux's with him. Louis Theroux's just like, why are you actually doing this? I mean, it seems like a complete waste of time.
Have you seen the
Louis? You don't know shit.
Have you seen where they do like the Lady Gaga?
You're going to hell
song?
Too.
Seen it where they do like the Lady Gaga song of like, you're going to hell.
All right, yeah. I've seen one where Russell Brand, before he became a plonker, when he was still funny, he had the Westboro Baptist Church on as well.
Yeah.
And he was like, right, I'm gonna get a load of I'm gonna come up with a load of people. You're gonna tell me whether they're going to hell or not. And then he says something like, is Tom Hanks going to hell? And they're going, you goddamn right, Tom Hanks is going to hell.
Everyone likes Tom
Hanks. He's a fag lover. And you're going, oh my God, Tom Hanks is going to hell. He goes, what about Gandhi? And they go, Gandhi's going to hell too. It's like, Gandhi's going to hell.
You know the guy who always wears like the affliction stuff? You know that guy? He's like 40.
What, the Westboro? Shit, my laptop. What, the Westboro Baptist Church guy?
Yeah, the younger one. He always wears like affliction and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm on about? Well, Louis goes to meet him. He's like, talking. Good to see you again.
I need a drink.
And that guy, he basically runs all like the media stuff for the church. Yeah. Basically, the church is just like a nuts up Christian organization thing. And he was actually a documentary maker who, when he went to make a documentary about them, and he got sucked in and moved his family to the Westboro Baptist Church, and he became one as well after trying to make a documentary.
So he became a member of the Westboro Baptist Church
after doing a documentary. So there we go.
Keep talking.
No, I'm alright, I've got that. What else was I going to say?
Ask
then?
Me how I like my drink.
How do you like your drink?
Vodka martini, please. Shaken, not stirred.
You sound like Bane. What else has been happening? Election week. On Thursday, we've got the election, general election. Where are you going to go and vote? Are you going to vote? Well, you can only vote one week, aren't you? I think, put your earphones on.
I couldn't vote.
What?
I couldn't vote because I was working when I had to send my stuff off and
you
I was away.
Couldn't vote.
So I can't, my proxies, whatever shit's not gone down.
On Thursday, you can't vote?
No.
So you can't vote for UKIP?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Basically, you need to register, don't you, to vote?
Hey, you're not already registered?
No.
So you can't vote?
No.
So you've done all that UKIP shit?
Yeah.
And you can't even vote for him?
So what?
I don't know. It's
I was busy away.
You could have done working. It online. I did it online.
Yeah, there's no internet down there.
You've got no internet in Exeter?
No. I'm not going to... I'm busy, Jake.
You could have done it on your phone.
Well, they didn't make a big deal. No one even really discusses it in the military.
Yeah, but
because either way, we'll get shit on.
Yeah.
Always. Just like the Northerners. They're always against us. Wherever the world is against me. King of the North. The King of the North. Broadbent. We follow Clan Broadbent.
Fight to Winterfell. Is it Winterfell?
Winterfell.
Have you been watching Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Sean Bean.
Sheffield.
Name me a film that I don't die in.
He didn't die in
Sean
Bravo
Bean
2-0.
Oh, two. Sean Bean dies in every film that he plays.
Bravo 2-0.
Right, nobody got bummed in that.
Did he?
Yeah.
When?
They all did. The survivors.
Did they actually?
Yes.
What, by like the guards?
Apparently. Now, that wasn't in the book, but that's just a rumour.
I'm Andy McNabb. Today I'm going to teach you how to fire a gun.
Andy McNabb, basically...
Basically,
when I was in the regiment.
Have you seen him where he's got like his little face blurred out?
He always got his face blurred out.
Chris Ryan, people know what he looks like. He don't blur his face out.
Yeah, anyway, you voting on Thursday then?
Yeah.
Who you vote for?
Conservative.
Why?
Why not?
Because you're a little rich kid with little long hair.
I go on skiing holidays and got a house in
skiing
France.
My parents own a summer house and...
I've got a name with X in it.
It's Family Guy.
Jewish.
Hello? Ma? Peter? Peter? Shut up, Meg.
We're good at that. I'm getting better.
Yeah, I'm voting Conservative Party.
Gay.
What? Who else should I vote for?
UKIP.
Why vote UKIP? We've been through this before. Come on.
I know, we're not going to go for it again, but I would just say vote UKIP.
It's a bad idea.
Okay.
Shouldn't come out of the EU, but well, they're not going to win anyway. So yeah, I'm just that by doing that, I'm voting Labour, and I don't want to vote Labour.
We should vote for the South African party.
You vote for apartheid, everybody.
I'm going to vote for my friend,
the Boer,
Oscar Pistorius. He's sat in his cell, thinking to himself,
"What the fuck did I do this?
Why did I not warn the bitch that I'm a I suffer from night terrors. I'd shot through the window, but it was only a matter of time before I took aim to the rot and shoot through the bathroom door as River was dropping a log. I think that's what woke me up. The smell. I thought there was somebody broke in.
Right. Have we got any topics today?
No, I'm just going onto the BBC homepage now.
Look at it's all the election stuff.
Oh,
boring.
Bored of the election. Excellent election.
It's the first election where it's like it's no longer like a two-party system. Because nobody knows who's going to win. You know, like every election, it's kind of been clear.
Now it could be UKIP.
No.
Well, who else is forgetting?
It's gonna be either another coalition. I think Save It said they won't go with UKIP, and Labour have said they won't go with SNP. But could you imagine SNP ruling
England,
the UK?
Yeah. Wow,
you can't even vote for them here. There's no MPs. Could you imagine
a little Jimmy Cranky looking woman?
I don't like it.
I'm not the biggest
Sturgeon,
fan.
Is it?
Every time I try and look up funny stories to talk about, everything is so goddamn depressing. Hey, what about Baltimore, the riots?
Is it because that Freddie Gray?
Yeah, died.
He got chucked into a van and he hit his head on a bolt.
They're off the frigging chain, American coppers. They're just wild.
Why did they
riot? I'm so glad our police don't get given weapons.
Stop resisting.
Ma'am, I'm going to have you to put the milk down. Ma'am, don't... All right, everybody calm down.
Handcuffs, sir.
What the hell are you doing? That was an 84-year-old woman. She posed a threat. Please sir. Back away, sir. What did you do? That was my grandmother. They're just killing everybody. Okay, I've killed everybody in the shop right now.
Sir.
We've got one witness, the actual shopkeeper.
Should I shoot her?
Should I shoot him too? Sarge, should I shoot him too?
No, goddamn.
You're going to have to kill him. You caught and killed two others. That's just blatant murder.
Okay, I'm going to have to take him out now, sir. But please, no. I did not do anything. Please, don't shoot me. Free man dead. That's how the American police operate.
There's a video on YouTube where there's a guy, he's in London on his bike, like a cycle bike, bicycle, and he's going through. And then there's and he like crosses the road onto this like bike path. It looks like you're going on the pavement. And he crosses the road onto the... Have you seen it?
No.
He crosses the road onto the bike path. And then there's this little London copper with his little hat on. He's like, excuse me, sir, you're not allowed to cycle on here. And he's like, but it's a bike path. And he's like, oh, yes, I'm very sorry about that. Carry on. And then loads of people were commenting saying if that was American police, he'd have been tasered and shot 10
Probably.
Times.
Probably. Probably. Surrender.
Sir, stop resisting.
Hey, shall I do a prank on someone? Shall I prank someone for the podcast?
Yeah, you'd have to put the phone up to the...
Yeah, we'll do. I'll put it on loudspeaker.
What are you pranking? Explain the prank before you do the prank.
Right, I can prank one of my old school friends. I've not spoke to him for ages, so he probably won't recognise my voice. Give me an accent to do and a topic.
What good accent can you do?
Well,
anything.
What can't I do, I think, is the question.
You should do. I don't know what... Have you ever done a... phone prank before? We once, when I was younger, remember me and Matt Cross?
Yeah.
We once rang someone, just random numbers, and did a prank. And then they didn't use, like, you know when you press a number so it blocks it? Before you type a number, you can press, like, 9 or something, and it'll block it. Anyway, we didn't do that, and they just rang straight.
No, you press 141, your mum.
Yeah, that's it, and they just rang straight back.
Oh, God. I've got one here. I need a thing to explain about. What can I say?
I don't know. What's a good phone prank? Hang on, let me Google it. Best phone prank. Best phone prank. Who is it you're ringing?
Ash.
Ash Karmansky.
Yeah.
Hello, would you like to vote for Labour Party?
Yes, we're just doing a study of who are you voting?
Do it.
Can we just ask...
Do it, Labour Party representative.
Okay, yeah.
No, no, wait, you got to get an accent. Don't do that because it's too easy.
Shall I put a Scottish one on?
Hey, we're wondering about who you're going to vote for this year.
What the hell's that? Leave the Scottish to me.
Is that Mr. Karmansky? Well, my name is Glenn, and I'm from Lanarkshire.
Yeah.
Just from the National Poll Statistics. Who are you voting for this year?
Shall I do that? I won't be able to keep a straight face when it comes to it.
Right, why is that, sir? And wait, you got to get some questions ready, though. And why is that? Pretend it's like a proper poll.
Yeah, I will do. I will do. Right, I'm coming. It's coming up. You're just going to have to laugh. Don't giggle too much, though, because you'll set me off. Shit, I need to put 141 in the number.
Hey, do that accent.
Hey, this is Glenn from...
it's plus 440, isn't it?
Yeah.
0 141 is withheld.
That's it.
He probably won't answer. You know what he's like. This could backfire, listeners.
What's a good question to ask, though?
No, I'll just roll politics. With it. I'll go with it. Okay. I'll come off the tongue.
And what's your reason?
Yeah, okay. Don't laugh.
I'm loud speaker. I won't.
Shit, he's put the phone down. Here we go. Don't laugh because I can hear you through the speaker. Okay, he's going to laugh.
Put it on loudspeaker.
He's on. Oh, he must have got a new phone. Oh, I'll ring someone else.
Who's voting you, Capino?
I don't know, but I've got a few here.
Who's really political? Who marches in the EDL every Wednesday?
Yeah, I know. I've got a few. God, my phone is just full of like... Ah! I've got an absolutely brilliant one.
Who?
Carrie's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, do it. He'll never know.
He'll never know it's me. He'll actually give me a conversation as well. Young Chris. He'll listen to this as well. He'll piss himself. Is it 141, then the phone number?
Yeah, I'll turn my mic down as well. I think it's...
Okay, right, you ready?
What with Old's number?
141. Right, here we go. Okay. This is Glenn from the National... Okay. Tell me if you can hear it. Can you hear that?
Hello,
is that Mr. Christopher Leafham? Hey, is that Mr. Christopher Leafham? Hey, my name is Glenn. I'm ringing from the... Two seconds, Mr. Leafham. Hey, I can't do him. I didn't even want my number. He was going to fall for that. You were bursting out laughing, crying with laughter.
What's this supposed to
I couldn't
be?
Stop laughing. Don't look at me.
Okay, right.
Do another person.
We need to find someone else.
Don't look at me. Every time you look me in the...
Hiya, Jay.
Every time you look me in the...
He said hiya, Jay. He knew it was you.
He didn't. He said hiya. He just put... He could hear that voice. He wouldn't have got that.
How to withhold your number?
141.
To permanently withhold your number, contact your BT account manager if you have one, or contact us.
I don't want to do that.
To withhold your number on individual calls, dial 141.
Shall I ring Beth's mum?
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. What? Mrs. Summerfield.
No, I won't do that.
He's a good one.
Oh, I'll ring one of my mates, Adam.
Okay. I'll not laugh.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't let me set me off. I'm rubbish when you set me off.
Stare down.
If I hear you giggling, though...
I won't giggle.
Could you hear it all right down the thing?
Yeah, yeah, good.
Right, here we go.
You ready?
Don't laugh. Don't giggle either. Here we go. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I can hear you giggling when people answer the phone.
Do it again.
I can't keep a straight face. It's the Scottish accent. I've got Glenn from Lanarkshire in my head here. Right, here we go.
Hello, this is Glenn.
Right, go on. I'm not going to laugh. Should I go out the room?
Yeah, you might have to get out the room. No, don't go out the room. Just don't look at me. Oh. Okay. Hello, this is Glenn from the National Statistics Agency. Right, you ready? Oh, I'll have to go with someone else now. Grovesy, he'll guess me. Hold on, I've got someone off. Oh, I've got one, right, this'll do.
Don't laugh at him. If he's good, don't mess it up.
I'm not laughing. He'll have heard me laughing then as well. They'll be like, ah, what the frigging hell was that? Right, here we go.
I'm not going to laugh.
Right, here we go, don't look at me. Right, this is the last one because it's just getting childish. This is the final one. Hello, is that Mr. Oldfield?
Yeah.
This is... This is Glenn from the National Statistic Agency. How you doing today? He got it. He heard me laughing straight away. I'm bored, cheeky little prick. I'll bang him out.
What did he say?
Right, I'm bored. And then put the phone down. I can't do pranks.
You want to do it one more time?
One more time. Yeah, I can't do it without laughing.
Straight face. Pretend you're a comedian.
I can't. I'm not. I'm better at stone talk, telling stories.
Pretend. How can people like bloody Face Jacker do it?
Because he's in a studio and I can hear you giggling. That's what.
I'm not gonna. I wasn't giggling even then.
It's the word. It's the word. Glenn from the National Statistics Agency.
With the lisp.
Hello, this is Glenn from Lanarkshire. I'm calling from National Statistics Agency. Don't laugh at me. Why are you laughing? Hello, this is Glenn. I'm calling from the LGBT Society.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Shall I do one more?
Go on. Don't laugh. Why are you laughing?
Because you're freaking laughing.
I'm not going to laugh. Right, okay.
I won't laugh.
Right, okay.
I'll turn myself down. I'm going to go out of the room.
No, we won't do it.
I'm going out the room.
No, because I can't do it.
Do it.
I can't do it. Who am I going to ring now?
Chris.
Again?
No, because he knew it was you, because he was being Scottish.
Where are you going, to the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've basically just tried to prank people, but I cannot keep a straight face. Everybody's really good at it, apart from me. I just cannot do it. If the listeners are back, he's just left me on my own here. If the listeners are listening back home again, right, if the listeners are listening, I'm trying to prank someone calling myself Glyn from the National Statistics Agency, and I cannot keep a straight face as I do it. You know. Right, anyway, I can't do it, Jake. Let's move on. Yeah, but it's still funny.
Yeah.
It's funny listening to us giggling.
Right, okay, what else?
What else has been happening today?
Nepal.
That's horrendous.
Didn't we speak about it last week?
What's that? No, we didn't speak about Nepal. It only happened on frigging Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, it's bad that.
Yeah, we owe Nepal as well. You know why?
Because of the Gurkhas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. They're in need of helicopters. So if there's anybody out there who's listening who's got a helicopter.
The RAF have sent 3 Chinooks over.
Have they?
Probably need a bit more than that. Yeah, no, but we can only do what we can do, you know what I mean?
And you want to cut the foreign aid budget? Bloody hell.
Yeah, because we don't give any foreign aid to Nepal.
Probably should.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the type of places we should do it.
Joanna Lumley. She helped the Gurkhas out, didn't she?
Yeah, her dad served with the Gurkhas in Burma, I think.
Yeah.
He was wounded, mortally wounded, and a Gurkha saved him, apparently. Yeah. So she always grew up with the utmost respect for the Gurkhas.
She let them stay at her house, didn't she?
I've worked with the Gurkhas.
What, in Afghanistan?
Yep.
What, they like good soldiers? Whoa.
They're just like anyone else.
Yeah, but what were you going to say?
They're all right.
They're not that good.
They're all right.
Why does everyone say they're so good?
They are good. They're all right.
What are they like compared to the Royal Marines?
Not a patch. they are good. They are really good. They'll literally do anything you ask them to do.
It's good if you want to make an army.
Yeah, exactly. What? I tell you, I've been reading books recently. I've been reading Terry Pratchett's books.
Which books?
Discworld series.
Good.
I'm on the first one, but obviously there's so many distractions and I can't get comfy for more than an hour. Yeah. I'm only 3/4 of the way through it. I've only been reading it a bit, though.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. It's basically a world that's set on the back of a tortoise shell.
Yeah.
Sorry, is it a turtle shell?
Oh, I think, yeah.
So the world is on top of 4 elephants.
Going through the universe.
And it's just swimming through the universe.
My mate, you know Danny?
Pothead.
Yeah, Potter Danny.
Talks a lot of shit on Facebook.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
Bloody hell, Danny. He's probably listening to this.
Yeah, you're weird, mate.
Yeah, it's...
Andy called me a cretin.
which I'll never forgive. Anyone who knows me knows I don't take lightly to insults like that.
Why can't you take that as an insult?
What, a cretin?
Cretin.
He says anyone who votes UKIP's a cretin.
I agree with that.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
So you agree with everyone I know and me? I'm a cretin.
Everybody you know is...
Well, everybody who I know who's voting UKIP, you think are a cretin.
Yep.
Shut up, you little shit. I'll turn this mic off and give you a good hiding. Just because you go to university.
There we go.
Don't ever forget where you come from in this world, Jake.
What, so I should vote UKIP?
No, but you don't. You can respect other people's idea to vote. You don't need to go, I agree. I've gone to university. I study politics. I've grown my hair like Harry Styles. I'm better than everyone else. Because the people you're nasty to on the way up, you'll see again on your way back down.
I'm sure I told you that.
Well, I've just told you that, so how could you? Life lessons, Jake.
House of Cards told me.
So take that back, that you just said everyone's a cretin who votes UKIP.
It's a sweeping statement, but it's a funny one, so...
Yeah, but you didn't actually mean it,
If it's
you?
Funny, it's not offensive.
Well, it's not funny, though, is it?
Yeah. Why can't you take a bit of offence?
I can. I just don't want you getting mugged.
Mugged? Yeah, what, by the type of people who vote UKIP?
Yeah. What else has gone on this week?
If you don't let us do our peaceful protest, we're going to burn your mosque down.
UKIP don't protest mosques.
I'm joking. It's just a sweeping statement, Jordan.
We're going to bomb the mosque. What film's that off? Four Lions.
Bomb Boots. We're going to bomb Boots, innit?
We're not going to bomb the... Listen to me, right? This is a message for the dickhead who drove into the multi-story car park in West Brom. And because I got your furry dice off your windscreen...
Bloody hell.
We're not actually talking about any topics. We've nothing to like.
We don't have any. We're not very prepared.
The Baltimore riots, that's where we went with all that.
The Baltimore riots.
Before the pranking started.
So basically, a policeman in America have chucked a black guy into the back of a van. He's smacked his head. They've chucked him so hard, they smacked his head on a bolt.
And died.
And people are rioting about it. So it's like the what was the other one?
Yeah, the other guy in Ferguson.
Ferguson, that was it. The Ferguson riots.
Do you know why? Have you ever seen The Wire?
I've never seen it. No.
But it's amazing. It's set in Baltimore, and let me tell you something. If I've learned anything from watching that, it's that you don't piss the
Baltimoreans.
The Baltimoreans off.
Yeah.
Because they.
Where is Baltimore? Is it Michigan?
It's south of New York. It's like mid
Jersey.
I think it's just south of that. Have a look.
Let me Google it.
Really funny one is during the riots, there's one random guy.
Oh, Maryland. There we go.
Yeah, Maryland.
Yeah.
There's one random guy who keeps like doing Michael Jackson dances in the middle of the rioting. He's like moonwalking across the police line of shields and stuff like that. So, every cloud.
Get a bomb. That's
a silver lining.
Exactly. Thing he's died today. Blues. Stand by
Blues
me.
Brothers.
Stand by me. The guy who sings that.
Benny King.
Benny King, that's it.
How the hell did you know that?
Because it's all over news.
Oh, there's an article come up here saying the rape of Berlin. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know about that. It's Soviet soldiers.
What, raping German women?
Yeah. They did it towards the end of the war.
This sounds lighthearted.
This sounds very lighthearted. Let's give it a read.
That's pretty. I never knew about that.
Yeah. Well, German soldiers raped a lot of Russian women during the invasion, so they kind of did the opposite.
The USSR's role in the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II 70 years ago is seen as the nation's most glorious moment. But there is another story of mass rapes by Soviet soldiers on German women in the dying days of the war.
Yeah, there's a story about...
Some readers may find this story disturbing.
There's a story about a woman, a German woman, who there was like 10 Russian soldiers trying to get on top of her. That horrible... She, like, describes it. Yeah, it's not very nice. There's stuff about it as well, like Dresden. Have you heard of Dresden?
What's Dresden? I've heard of Dresden.
Firebombings of Dresden.
Is that in America?
Dresden's a German city. And after
the one you were telling me about.
Britain and the US, well, Allied forces, they firebombed this civilian city. There was no military there.
What, Britain as well?
Yeah, killed nearly 1 million people.
My God.
Dresden, yeah, it's mental. But we didn't cover it up, you know what I mean?
We brush it over the carpet, do we?
Yeah. But they say about, you know, like the Holocaust, we kind of knew-ish about it, but we didn't. But it was horrendous. Did you see that BBC documentary on the Holocaust?
No.
It's just disgusting. Like, you see, it's mental. Like, you even think, like, there was a guy, I think he was, like, a military commander, who was saying, like, these were just European people of a different religion. Like, that's all they were. And yet, they killed, like, everyone. Like, women and children, they just
who let
them.
Him carry out that shit? Do you know what I mean?
Well, everyone was kind of anti-Semitic. Nobody really liked Jewish people. There was always, like, a negative stigma about Jewish people. There still is, to a certain extent. But, I don't know, it was something to blame. But even the German people didn't really have a good idea of what was going on or just how bad it was.
Yeah.
It was pretty horrendous. But there was that guy that, I think it was about a week or 2 weeks ago, it was the last Nazi war crimes trial.
Yeah.
That 90-odd-year-old, he was an Auschwitz guard. Oh, no, he was the accountant.
Yeah.
He was an accountant at Auschwitz. And people were saying, like, he's helped a lot of the... you know, the investigations into what happened.
Yeah.
And he helped it.
Even and he's 92 years old.
Yeah. And then they started prosecuting him, and everyone was saying, look, he's kind of... He realises what
happened.
He's
92. He's not killed any Jews in at least 60 years. Let him go.
I didn't go for it. But he'd get, like, life. I think he has got
life. I think he gets life anyway. Well, that's unforgivable, if you ask me.
What would you... Do you think it's right that they're prosecuting him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's been 60 years doesn't mean
he can
be
forgiven. Yeah, but he wasn't directly involved in it.
Well, how involved was he?
He was an accountant at Auschwitz.
So he was counting the
bodies,
ashes. I don't. He's.
yeah.
It's. I just think time can't heal stuff no. like that.
But then there's stuff like the Rwandan genocide. A lot of people, like, you think that was bad, and then you look at, like, the Rwandan.
But why did we not go in there and help?
Because
he didn't offer us anything. Oh.
What?
Some virus has just come up.
You got a virus?
No, not virus. Something.
Pop.
Oh, my God. Her husband left a hidden video camera to make public the evil. What the hell?
What?
Some
Explain
guy's
it.
Wife was cheating on him, apparently. I don't know. I think it's a virus.
Oh. What else is going on?
So we've covered the rape of Berlin.
Nazis. Nazis. Dresden. Firebombings.
Pranks.
What else?
Shall I have one more go at a prank call?
It's not. You're just gonna laugh.
I won't laugh this time. I think the rape of Berlin has just settled me.
Do you want to do it? Are you gonna call?
I'll ring.
Ghostbusters.
I'll find someone. Oh, this will be brilliant.
I've got another topic as well.
Yeah, just think of it. This guy is actually Scottish as well. I think he's voting SNP.
Hello, Glenn. Right, I'm Glenn. What is it? You're Glenn from Lanarkshire?
No, I'm Glenn.
I'm Glenn. Who are you calling from, Glenn?
I'm calling from Lanarkshire.
No. What organisation?
There we go. You ready?
Right, okay.
Don't laugh. Okay. Hello, is that Mr. David Piper?
Speaking.
Oh, hi there. How's it going? This is Glenn calling from the National Statistics Agency. Can I just ask you a few questions if you've got any time?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you voting in this week's general election?
I'm voting.
Yes, yeah. Can I just ask, who are you voting for?
I'm not saying.
It's okay, because I work for the government, so you can tell me.
Oh, really? You've got no caller ID. I don't even know your name, besides Glenn. I don't even know how to really get your name. I don't know how you got this number, either.
No, my name is Glenn. Glenn with a Y.
And how did you get my number?
Because it came up on my computer.
On your computer? Which company do you work for?
I work for... The National Statistics Agency.
The National Statistics Agency?
Aye.
The National Statistics Agency?
Yes, we're under a government scheme.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
To help first-time buyers.
Well, I'm not a first-time buyer either, so I don't know where you got that information from.
Oh, right. But anyway, back to the point, are you going to be voting SNP or are you going to vote for the EDL?
Who is this?
This is Glenn. Glenn with a Y, so G-L-Y-double-N.
Flynn.
Glenn, not Flynn.
Who is that? Is that
right? No, it's Glenn, like I keep saying, G-L-Y-double-N. We can offer you help if you're a first-time buyer.
He's a bit of a computer guru as well. He'd probably trace that back and blow my phone up. I'm not buying that.
Who is that?
A lad I used to work with. I think he's left now.
Oh, bloody hell.
You've got no caller ID.
I'm not buying that. First time buyers.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to discuss. What did you want to discuss?
You know Tesla?
Tesla?
The electric car company. We spoke about it. I think it was in the first episode.
Yeah.
Elon Musk. The Sudifrika.
Is that the one you invested shares in?
No. Okay. This was a competitor. Anyway, Tesla has just announced a new product, which is a battery for your house.
Oh, cool.
So it's a massive battery that goes in your house. And I think it's going to cost like $4,000. So it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
But basically what it does is it's a huge battery and it goes in your garage or wherever. And then, you know, especially in America, at different times, electricity is more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like during peak times, electric costs more and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it only turns itself on when it's cheapest. Electricity is cheapest.
Yeah.
So it charges itself and then your house just runs off the battery. And so you only ever pay for the cheapest electricity. And it means as well, in like areas where you don't really have power lines, you don't have a lot of hookup for electricity, you can just have this big battery and a solar panel on your roof.
Oh, cool.
So it just charges the battery and then you run your house off it all day and then charge it again tomorrow.
Wow.
You run your house off it. So Tesla has announced that, but it's going to like revolutionize. It's kind of like in a lot of countries where they didn't have landlines. And people were saying, like, what you're going to do? You're going to have to install a landline in this place to get internet and get phone lines. But when phones came out, you know, mobiles, you didn't have to. So you might find that in a lot of these third world developing countries, they don't have to put in power lines. They just have these big batteries that you have in a house.
Oh, wow. That's hoofing.
So there you go.
Cool.
Get one of those.
Are they going to come on sale in the UK?
Yeah, they will do.
That's that Elon Musk again, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But he owns a power... He owns Tesla, which come out with that. But you can charge your car off it as well.
Wow.
So you've got a Tesla electric car.
Yeah.
But he owns Solar City, I think it's called. It's a solar panel company, which leases your solar panels
cool.
at a cheaper rate than you make money off them. So that's quite cool.
Wow. He's an absolute legend, isn't he,
he's
Elon
cool.
Musk?
He owns SpaceX as well, which is the private space company, which creates rockets that land themselves again.
Oh, is that the one that landed itself on that comet?
On that? No. No,
this is one different, isn't it?
Yeah, this one it like sends stuff up to the you know the space station. It sends like supplies up, but instead of like on a normal rocket, it goes through its different stages and it just kind of it lets go of its boosters and they just crash. You can't reuse them.
Yeah.
Whereas he's come up with a system that you can reuse the rocket, so it'll land and then you can see it falling down. And then it'll like at the last second, and then it lands with feet, and you can reuse them.
That's amazing.
But it's going to bring down the cost of like space flight, it's going to be a tenth of the cost. It's quite cool. Yeah,
there's science for you then.
Science.
Elon Musk, batteries, rockets that land themselves on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mars. That's where he wants to go. He wants to be
Uranus.
Explore yourself, guys.
Methane gases found all over Uranus. What about what I talked to you about before? There's been a thing on the news about something called my protein. Is it my protein?
Go on.
And it's basically protein world. Sorry, protein world.
Explain the
and
full
it basically,
story.
Basically, there was an ad. They put an, and I know one of the guys who's like some kind of manager.
Explain
in
that
it.
Later. What's the story? Because I still don't understand.
Okay, the story is one of their advertising campaigns is a picture of a reasonably attractive woman, a young lady, I'd say mid to early 20s.
Yeah.
Blondish hair.
Yeah.
I'd probably say a 32 double C, but I'm no expert. No, but anyway, this slim blonde girl holding like a tub of protein.
Oh, protein. And
it's saying, yeah, it's for protein and supplements. And it says, are you beach body ready? And it's been all over the London Underground.
Yeah.
And now a load of feminists have kicked up an absolute stink saying, you can be in whatever body you want to be.
I hate feminists.
Yeah. But basically, all it's doing is trying to give people a kick up the arse, and you know,
What's wrong with that?
Oh God, so what?
Making people healthy.
Yeah, freaking go to the gym.
Fat nowadays. I'm starting to put a bit of weight on.
You've put a bit of weight on.
Not fat, but you know what I mean. You feel like unhealthy.
Well, you don't ever exercise.
Well, that's the issue. I walk quite a lot.
Oh God,
I've got my little form. Tells me I walk.
You're like one of those meatheads whose cardio is a walk around the block with your hood up. Yeah, I'm gonna do some cardio today. Oh, do you want to go on a run? Run, don't be stupid. I'm going to walk around the block with my hood up.
Why do they put the hood up?
That's cardio. Because the meathead, the bouncers. Not bouncers, the meatheads. Bodybuilders.
There you go. So, yeah, what's wrong with that? Why can't they?
Exactly. Well, it's just stupid feminists.
Might make people feel atrocious about themselves and kick them into shape.
Well, it doesn't mean it's not designed to make you feel bad. It was just it's just an advertisement.
Yeah, but you get the same one with men.
Yeah, I know.
So what, why can't you do?
You know, it's just trying to help people get off their arse and do a little bit of exercise.
If anything, you want to complain about like the models in magazines because they're like not healthy, are they? Just
exactly. You know, but this woman looked healthy. She obviously exercised.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
she wasn't
surely
thick
thin. Surely that's not really.
Nobody likes stick thin.
No. But yeah, I was going to say, I don't like feminists. Never have done. Never have done, never will do. You know what I mean? Like, gender equality. We've got gender equality now, haven't we? I don't think anybody thinks any differently of a man and a woman.
Do they not?
I don't know, do you? Do you think people do?
I don't tend to find women funny. Do you not agree?
I know what you mean.
I think, and sometimes women.
There's not a lot of funny women comedians.
Women have got amazing, are amazing at a lot of things that men aren't. But one of them is telling stories,
yeah,
and the other is being funny.
Yeah,
they don't do that very well.
Yeah,
but other than that, yeah, great,
great. Carry on with your cooking and cleaning.
Well, there's a massive argument about women joining the armed forces.
What do you think about that?
Absolutely no.
Do you think that?
No, I think women should be allowed in the armed forces, but not in the infantry, which is what.
Yeah, I think I agree as well. I don't think it causes a certain risk that doesn't need to be
and
there.
Exactly, and it causes friction. I'm not saying obviously most of us have got fiancés, long-term girlfriends, wives.
Yeah.
But for these, a lot of young soldiers passing out of training,
yeah,
you know, young, full of testosterone.
Yeah.
Imagine you've got like a girl, quite an attractive girl in the troop or the platoon
doesn't
in your
help
section.
Things, does it?
And it's kind of like, what you're if you fancy her, your friend fancied her, and suddenly they're all squabbling over her, lads are falling out, lads are arguing.
Yeah,
you know, it
causes unnecessary
friction and disaster, and people might say, "Oh, well, it's the 21st century now. You shouldn't be acting like that."
Well, they'll be saying that
human
until
beings act like that.
They'll be saying that until three women get blown up in a IED or something, and then it's all, "Oh, well, he shouldn't have been there."
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean. So, what's the point in risking it?
I just think that women. This is nothing to do with. I'm completely. Women are equal to us. They are probably better than us at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Making cups of tea, for instance.
But there's a reason why you have a lot of
cooking tea.
If you're a man, there's a reason why your mates are men as well, and you don't really have a lot of women mates. There's a certain reason, like in like the military, there's a lot of like, what do you call it, camaraderie.
Camaraderie,
yeah. And if there's a woman in that, I don't know, would it be the same? It probably wouldn't.
No, because everybody would be like,
you'd be wary of what he said. Or
you couldn't be yourself in that.
Yeah,
I can't shit with a door open unless Beth's in the house. You know what I mean? And even then, she goes mad at me.
Bloody hell, Sharon!
Yeah. Sharon, shut the door. It stinks. How can a woman be herself around six sweaty men? Surely they want their privacy
What would people want? Do they want just purely female divisions? Because that won't
work.
No,
it'll be
either.
Women. I'm sure it'll be like women mingling with the men.
Well, they do it like big bases, like Camp Bastion.
Have you seen Starship Troopers?
I've not, no. It's a good film, isn't it?
Yeah, well, women were mingled in that, and like the women and the men used to shower together in that. But
what?
Like, yeah, fully naked. I remember watching that scene over and over again as a young lad.
Rico's Roughnecks.
Starship Troopers.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, sorry. I watched a documentary the other day.
Yeah.
It was called... And I'm eating. Call Helvetica.
Helvetica. What was that about?
Have you ever heard of Helvetica? It's a font, you know, like a typeface.
Heard of Helvellyn.
It's like it's a typeface, a font that you get.
Yeah.
On Word and stuff. But it was like how it like, it's like called, you know, like graphic designers.
Yes.
You call it like the perfect font. I don't know. It seemed like one of those documentaries that was just for like geeky people.
Okay, yeah.
But you watched it and it was quite like interesting because like all, you know, in America.
Yeah.
You know, the subway, you have like the white background with the black text.
Yeah.
It's kind of famous. That's all Helvetica. And it was showing like how, like in the 50s, it came about, it's from Switzerland, this font, like the designers made it from Switzerland.
And it's a like scientifically designed font?
No, it's well, kind of. It's a font that's really plain and modern and basic. But it showed like, it was showing magazines from like the 50s, like the early 50s.
Yeah.
And they're all like Coca-Cola, get your Coca-Cola with all the swishy writing and like the woman holding it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it showed it like literally a year later when this Helvetica font blew up and everybody was licensing it.
Mm.
And it just showed like, Coca-Cola, the drink you want. And it was just like, it was all modernized. Like within a year, everything looked how it looks now.
Yeah.
And how it's not changed since. Like also. Like the modernized, it's strange. Like you see everything, like you go around town.
Yeah.
And most logos use Helvetica.
Yeah.
It's just, it was just a quite an interesting design.
Cool. I might have to watch that. Is that on?
I download it. I don't know what it's on.
What's that? How long have we been going?
45 minutes.
Okay. Shall I show it? As listeners might not have heard this prank. Do you want me to show you the funniest prank you've ever heard in your life?
What is it? Speaking.
No, it's about the guy ringing about the pigeons on his roof.
No.
I'll play this. Let me see if you can hear it. This guy is truly hilarious. How he keeps a straight face. Here we go. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Hello, is that the pest control people?
It's
Richard. Fantastic. It's Mr. Johnson speaking. Do you deal with pigeons?
We don't normally, but let me call you to Gary.
Okay, fantastic.
Have a quick chat with him.
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
One moment, please.
Hello.
Hello, is that Gary?
It is.
Hi, Gary. Do you deal with pigeons?
In what respect?
In the respect that they're everywhere and I need them taken care of.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Surrey.
Sorry?
Yes.
You're an awful lot.
Richmond. In Richmond? Richmond, Surrey?
Yeah, well, I'm in, obviously, North London.
Oh dear. Would you not be able to travel?
I can travel. What is occurring with these pigeons?
Well, what's not occurring, Gary? I mean, they're fucking everywhere. I see pigeons, they're more like fucking condors, mate. I mean, they're all over the place. They're shitting everywhere. I've got a Bentley GT Continental in the drive. There's shit all over it. Looks like a fucking igloo. They're just making my life a misery. I mean, the biggest one, you should see the size of it. It's putting a shadow over the house like something out of Independence Day. I'm expecting Jeff fucking Goldblum to pop out of the shed. A couple of them outside on the lawn right now playing swing ball. One of them in the pool with a fucking peach daiquiri reading Heat magazine. I mean, it's just beyond a joke. It's so stressful. My son, Jimmy's gone missing. Went up on the roof earlier. They fucking nicked him, raising him as one of their own. I mean, it's just beyond a joke. I don't know why they're hanging around. My wife's probably fucking one of them. That's what it is. Let's face it, she fucks everything else that moves the hall. But yes, it just really is quite stressful at the moment. Just looking at the bastard now on the side of him. It's like Falcor out of the Neverending Story. Jesus. What sort of course of action would you take for pigeons, Gary?
Shoot them.
Shoot them? That would be fantastic. I'd like you to get round here with a crack team of boys and shoot the fuck out of them. Little bastard. I caught one of them in the kitchen earlier making a fucking omelette. He had my apron on, the cheeky bastard. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, it's just non-stop stress, mate, to be honest with you. And I would definitely like something done about it. I just don't need it.
How good is that, by the way?
Hang on, let me turn you down, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
One of them's casting a shadow over the house, like something out of Independence Day.
I expect Jeff Goldberg.
I'm expecting Jeff Goldblum to pop out of the shed. He's got him, isn't he?
Yeah. Who is it? Who did it?
Just some guy, but he makes...
You got to reference stuff. You got to reference him. Who was he?
His name is... He's Vine. Tommy Emery, I think he's called.
No.
Vine. Tom Emery.
Tom Emery.
And he's had 78,000 likes.
It's pretty impressive.
I like Stuggy Vines as well. Have you seen Stuggy?
No.
He's funny as well. He's the guy who does that most.
Are the Vines like 5-second videos?
Yeah, he does Vines.
Yeah.
Tommy Enemy does pranks.
Have you seen that one who goes, story time?
Yeah, him. Oh, no, he's quite funny. This Stuggy Vines goes, how to wake up your mother-in-law. And then he like it's a picture of him and they're all sat in the front room and he just goes, makes a horrible noise and they all go, oh, fucking hell, what are you doing?
Yeah, that one who does that story time, he like goes, story time.
Yeah,
and
he's like funny. American guy.
There was a strong...
Yeah. Got like a proper...
He reached into the... Yeah.
Disney voice.
Yeah, and he goes like, if you kick the vending machine, a Coke will pop out. And they start kicking it. It's like, only joking.
Yeah, he's good. The internet's amazing these days for comedy.
It is funny. What else is good? What else been happening?
I don't know.
We've got...
It's too much on the politics, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'm bored of it.
I know. Oh, one for the geeks out there. There's a game coming out called Witcher 3.
The Witcher.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Mixed with Skyrim, innit?
Mixed with Skyrim. Mixed with Grand Theft Auto 5. You put them all together, you are in for a shitstorm, my friend. So that's going to be unbelievable. Oh, that sounds like the door. Bethany's home. We're going to have a lovely Indian tonight. Watch Gogglebox.
Yep.
And have some grade A. I won't say that. No, but we're going to. Gogglebox, Game of Thrones. Training tomorrow. Got a few little errands to run Saturday afternoon. Boxing.
Just gone upstairs.
Beth! Are you okay? Why? What's up? Bethany, I'm in the middle of one of my podcasts. Please don't just interrupt here while I'm on air. We've got over 14 followers listening live, and you've just ruined their experience too. Well, time me on, Jake. We'll finish it off now anyway. Shall we do the YouTube finish it? Mum said it was a bit dragged out last week.
Yeah,
so we'll make it a bit quicker.
We've got 8 minutes left. One more story. It's sciencey again. Can I do that?
Yeah, go on. And then
there has been basically something's been discovered by NASA, and it's been worked on like a prototype, and it's called warp drive, and it's literally warp drive. Basically, it allows you to move faster than the speed of light.
Oh my god!
By shrinking space in front of you and expanding space behind you, and so you can literally.
Are you kidding me?
No. And there you go. This is a top story at the minute. New tests suggest that NASA's impossible EM drive will work in space. The EM appears to violate conventional physics and the law of conservation of momentum. The engine converts electric power to thrust without the need for any propeller.
So we've pretty much can discover something that moves faster than the speed of light.
Yeah, but it's not breaking like Einstein's relativity by doing that, because space is moving, not it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just mental, but it would it'll change a lot of physics and whatnot that we've already previously discovered. Like, there you go, conservation of momentum and things, and it's mental. But if it works, it's like a lot of if you look at the scale of the universe, it's kind of scary to think that we'll never travel to another star. Everybody will be dead. The humans will probably be dead.
It takes that long.
Yeah, we'll never be able to get to the next star, never mind the next galaxy. Even though there's billions of galaxies, we'll never be able to get to the next star.
Yeah, too far away.
But with this,
what's the next galaxy called? Andromeda.
Andromeda Galaxy, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's coming towards us, and we're going to smash into it in a few billion years.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Gas.
And then the two black holes will meet in the middle and create, like, a super black hole.
Great album, by the way. Super black holes. Or it's super massive black.
Massive black holes.
Muse.
Brent Mused. Good song. They've found a missing World War II submarine after 73 years.
Where was that?
The HMS Urge.
Urge. Where did he find that?
Hang on. Oh, the link's down.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Someone commented, so is the crew okay?
They've been frozen in time.
one
was
really
it Japanese.
One there's just one really really old guy in a pile of bones.
He'd ate them all.
Fat guy. Yeah, it was survival. He had to do it. And then someone put he could have just drunk his own piss.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know where they found that. Oh, here we go.
What nationality was it again? Japanese. That's amazing. 70 years.
HMS. Well, HMS. I thought HMS.
Oh, HMS is British.
Yeah.
Her Majesty's.
It was found in Malta. Oh, no, sorry. Left Malta for Alexandria on the north coast of Egypt and was never seen again. So it was a Mediterranean.
Yeah.
It was last seen in 1942. Oh, my God. And it was lost to an air attack.
Oh, my God.
But they never
God.
Found it. And they've just found it.
Oh, my cool, God.
There we go, then.
Wow. Some interesting stuff come out today.
Yeah.
Some funny. Some maybe not.
Some not.
Some controversial.
The Rape of Berlin.
The Rape of Berlin was a good one. A goodie.
Yeah. What else happens?
Not much. Shall we go onto YouTube?
There's a bit. Oh, there you go. That's another thing. They executed some Australian drug smugglers in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah. And apparently it's been an absolute frigging uproar, hasn't there?
Yeah. To be fair, what do you expect? If you go to a country like Indonesia with any drugs on you, then you're going to be executed.
Bye-bye Sunday football.
Yep. Or rugby.
Probably rugby. Or cricket if it's over there.
Cricket.
Good eye, Mike.
Good eye, Mark.
Here we go.
Peter Jackson. What's the difference between Kiwi and Australian?
Well, accent-wise.
Yeah, I think they say it. Instead of egg, they say like egg instead of egg.
Make me some damn eggs, woman.
Eggs. That guy locked it.
Yeah.
What else? What are we doing? Do you want to do the YouTube thing? Because apparently it dragged on last time.
No. We'll do it funny, but I'll just want to. I just want to read just this one comment that I've just found.
Right, go on. So what's the video?
Okay, the video was about Steve Jobs.
Yep.
Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, was it?
Yep.
One of the most revolutionary modern-day scientists in, like... Not scientist.
Businessman, inventor.
Inventor, technology.
Mind.
Okay.
Yep.
And somebody's commented saying, the real secret is that you and I are God and that Jesus represents the awakening process that we go through. During that process, we die and then are born again. That's all. Somebody's replied, no, the real truth is that we were magically turned into elephants 10 years ago. And there was like a load of, suddenly a load of religious stuff happens. Oh, listen to this. This is amazing. Yeah, making theology up in your head doesn't make truth, my friend. The truth is absolute. It doesn't change. It is and always will be Jesus alone, who is the way, the truth, and the life. You're being duped by Satan's most repackaged lie since the Garden of Eden, which is, ye shall be as gods. This guy is going absolutely mental. But anyway, the real reason I wanted to read this slide is because there's a massive debate here between God and all this. Mike Brooks comes along.
Hey, love.
All right, love. Mike Brooks, he goes, Jesus is a fairy tale. He got gangbanged by 12 gangster disciples every night. Peace out. That was Mike Brooks' input. And that was
why comments. Do you keep washing my feet, Jesus?
And that was comments on Steve Jobs. Right, go on.
I watched a good documentary the other day as well. It was about Scientology. It was a HBO documentary. HBO does good stuff. Oh, but
HBO's
really
going to burn to the ground now. You can't take the piss out of Scientology.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just ask...
Yeah, everything they were saying, they were, like, being wary of. But it was a documentary on Scientology, which is a cult. Can you call it a cult? Yeah, it's a cult.
Yeah.
It's a cult in America that a few famous people, John Travolta and Tom Cruise, are involved with. Basically, it's it was thought up by Ron L. Hubbard, I think his name was.
Yeah, he said something like lizards came to Earth.
Ron L. RLH, something like that.
Yeah.
And it basically created this machine that it's basically a lie detector, but without the lying bit. So it measures like sweat and things like that on your skin, you know, like polygraph tests.
Yeah.
And what you've got to do, it's called being, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a name for whatever the process is, but you hold these two bars and someone across from you tells you, oh, there's a flutter on the chart then. What are you thinking about? What stories are you thinking about? And you've got to tell them like, stories, traumatic events that have happened to you, or if you've ever done anything that you regret, and you tell them all these things.
Like when my kitten died in my arms.
Yeah, that.
That still gets me to this day.
So that'll make your little meter shift up because your heart, your skin sweat, whatever
my,
it is.
That'll make my little meat sweat.
Your meter.
All right, okay.
Your chart.
Yeah.
And basically, that's how it starts off. And you pay so much a month and you get these screening tests and whatnot. And they go through it. It's kind of like therapy. And they just let you tell things. But every one of these stories that you're telling them is being written down. And you can tell them like anything. So say if you're an actor and you had like a gay affair, you tell them stuff like that. And it's all been written down and recorded. And so you get further and further on. The more you spend, you go through this program and become kind of like a master Scientologist. It's a military system. You become like lieutenant and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And you grow up and you get up. And then at the end of it, and it was interviewing a lot of these Scientologists who had been there for years and years. The main spokesperson they're interviewing. And then they come out like the past 10 years. They left it because they realized it was all terrible. But apparently you spend all this thousands and thousands of dollars. And then you get to the final stage and they give you this book with Ron Hubbard's or whatever his name was, his final writings. And it's South Park.
Written in shit.
Kind of. And it tells of a story about how these aliens from another galaxy, it was just a sci-fi writer, these aliens from another galaxy came to Earth in a volcano in Hawaii.
He was in the Navy, weren't he, in World War II, that Ron Hubbard?
Yeah, and he was kind of... He kept saying he was a war hero and he wasn't.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Oh, God, pause that.
Yeah, go on.
And apparently these spirits of aliens go into a volcano in Hawaii, and then every time a human's born, some of these alien spirits become of you. And then apparently a lot of people who just spent all this money becoming a proper Scientologist read this and think, what the hell? Is this seriously it? He's like, it's just all made up.
I think
up.
A lot of people say that about religion in general, don't they?
I think so, yeah. But it's good, though. If you watch it, I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. It's Scientology, HBO documentary, and it just shows how, like, they're really powerful. They got loads of lawyers, and they basically, have you heard of the, I think it's the IRS, the tax system in America.
Yeah.
They basically attacked the IRS with so many lawsuits that they had no choice but to grant them tax-free status. Because they couldn't handle all the lawsuits. It was something like a third of the American tax IRS budget was going to Scientology cases. So they just had to give them tax.
So there
free.
It is, folks. Don't get involved in Scientology. We could do another show on Scientology. Yeah, that was a bit quick to rush over.
It was a bit quick, but we'll go over it next time. But it was good. The HBO documentary, Scientology. Let me find it. I'll get the name for it. Carry on talking.
Yeah, so that concludes this episode. Done just under an hour, I think. Tried to keep it moving smoothly.
Hour and 2 minutes we've got there.
Okay, that's good.
It's called Going Clear.
Going Clear.
Going Clear. There you go. Cool. Should we end it?
Good. Yeah, and in summary then, we've talked about war crimes in Germany. We were a part of war
God,
crimes.
Lots of war crimes. Yeah. Rape. Another.
The rape of Berlin.
Another bit of rape.
Rape and war crimes keeps coming up.
What else
Nepal.
Nepal.
Politics
pranks.
A little bit again. Pranks.
Didn't really work that well.
Nah, it didn't work that well.
Oh, well.
Still quite funny.
Yeah, when you finally got there, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. And that, yeah, what else have we done? We've done more than that. Sport.
Yep.
Science. We've done quite a bit of science again.
That's good, yeah. Science.
So, yeah, somebody's going to learn something.
Yep.
And cool. That'll do us, mate.
Thank you very much.
Okay, cheers for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Goodbye.